You know, I think just getting a little bit of work in like today and then starting to move forward is going to be a big plus for me.
What was keeping you out, Mike?
Well, I just think, old age, trying to get some rest, get back healthy. It's, you realize how quick of an off season it is when you play into, February and, you're not as healthy as, you've been in the past. So, you need a couple extra weeks going into training camp.
Do you expect to play on Thursday?
I try to expect to play whenever Bill puts me in there. So if Bill's going to put me in there, I'll play.
Feel like physically?
I would play. I mean, I'll play, but I don't know if he'll put me in there.
Physically,
one day of practice isn't usually enough for Bill.
Physically, do you feel ready to play?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that, you got to have pads on for more than, an hour and a half. But, I think that, I feel good conditioning-wise and, out there running around. So I just have to start putting these practices together and, start stringing them together.
Mike, what did you do the first stretch of camp when you weren't out in the practice field?
Well, I mean, I think there's things that we do with the training staff and with the, with the weight coaches that, allow us to do extra things, running, lifting, and, just really staying on top of the film and stuff and going through, the plays and our defensive scheme just like we would any other, practice.
When you come back, I mean, are you energized yourself? I mean, you mentioned how you realize it's a shorter off season when you play that deep into February.
I think that, anytime that, you're able to get back onto the practice field, you're excited. So, if you're asking me if I was excited to come out today, yeah, obviously I was excited to come out there and put pads on it. I know those guys have been going at it for 2 weeks, and I'm a little different scenario than a lot of those guys, but I'm still certainly excited to put the pads back on.
Obviously, Mike, you see Rodney out there, you see Teddy out there, but you see a lot of new faces, a lot of talented young rookies. What are your thoughts getting out on the field with them?
Well, I think they're just a good group of guys. I think they're fun to be around in the meetings. I think that they put football, first. I think you look at Gerard and the other linebackers with Sean and Vince and Gary, guys that are young, energetic, like football, enjoy playing football, think that we, can offer them some kind of advice. So, I think the older guys get a kick out of it because they ask us stuff and, we try to help them because, those are the guys that we're going to be playing with all year.
How important is that enthusiasm? Sean was talking about exactly that you told him things that he didn't even know was possible on defense. How important is that enthusiasm for them?
Well, I think that, just as when I was a young player and I saw guys that still thought football was fun and exciting and had fun going out there and playing the game. Guys like Carnell Lake and Damani Dawson, Jerome Bettis, I think the guys can appreciate Teddy Bruschi and Rodney and guys like that come out here and have fun playing football. And I think that they try to follow in their footsteps.
What was new this offseason for you? I mean, I know you were back doing a literacy program with kids. And what else did you do this offseason?
Nothing, really. You just try to heal up and you try to get back and, you reflect on a season, not just, one game, but, you reflect on an entire season and try to figure out what you'd like to improve on and where you can improve in what you do and how you can help this football team.
You spend it back in Ohio, though?
Yeah. We go back. Yeah, we go back to Ohio and try to get away. So beautiful there in the winter.
What was it that Bill Belichick saw in you at Pittsburgh that the Steelers didn't see?
I don't know. You have to ask Bill. I mean, I can't tell you what Bill saw. That's Bill doing the seeing. I just think that, I joke about this when I talk. It was a good situation for both people. He thought I was good, and I came pretty cheap, so it worked out for everybody.
What was the difference in the systems when you moved into the new system?
They played a 3-4. We play a 3-4 here. It's different. Every team, whether they run a 4-3 or 3-4, certainly has a things that they do, to certain, certain offenses, how they match up and how we play things could be a little different than how they play it. So, try to compare what we did in 97 in Pittsburgh and what we did in 2001 here. And I really can't even think back that far.
Mike, you had some new parts on defense since last year. Do you envision your role at all changing? I mean, your position wouldn't change, but I mean, do you envision your role?
Well, I think that right now to try to figure out what your role would be, I don't think anybody on this team other than maybe Tom Brady could tell you what his role is. We go out there and we try to put different groups out on the practice field and get to know each other and kind of see what works and what doesn't work and who works well and who works well together. And, that's what these practices and that's what these games are for. So, hopefully I can start to become a part of that and work my way into that role.